Okay, so this is Real Women Celebrating Women in Independent Film. My name is Brenda Daly, and I'm sitting here speaking with Sheila Krause, actress of Immortal Wars and Art of the Dead. She's also been cast in Time Girl, and she is 14, and she comes from a filmmaking family, which is super exciting for me to interview her. And having a daughter of my own that was an actor or is an actor, I wanted to get her perspective. So Sheila, how are you?
I'm good. How
okay,
are
so
you?
Great. I wanted to ask you, what was the name of your character in Immortal Wars, and how many have you done? And I know you have one coming up.
So in Immortal Wars, I play Carly, and Carly is like one of the youngest who like has to fight in the movies, and she has a partner named the Tank, and he's like super like tall, and like he does the fighting for her because she's telepathic, so she can like tell him what to do through their mind.
So she's the brain and he's the brawn.
Yeah, basically.
Well, that's kind of cool. And how long did it take you guys to film the first film?
I'm not really sure because I was like 7, but I think it was like a few months, but then it took like a few months to edit, so it came out like a year later.
Yeah, I know personally from independent, I think my first film I ever did, it was 28 minutes, and it took 2.5 years because I had to chase down footage. Being a filmmaker is not as easy as people think it is, especially if you're doing it, you know, on a shoestring. I don't know, but I know Joe Luhan,
yeah.
Luhan, I think, I know he's like a big comic book guy, so I know that he's doing much better than I was when I did my first film. So he's on his third one.
Yeah.
And you're in that one also.
Yeah, I'm in the first two. And then I think there's one called The Rebirth or something. I forgot. I forgot what they're called. That's not good. But one of them I wasn't in because it was like a past thing of the main character. But the one that we're going to start filming soon is the third one.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't read the script yet because I don't think we've gotten it, but...
Still exciting stuff.
Yeah.
And so I know you guys were taking a little bit of a break because of COVID.
Yeah.
How is COVID for you?
Well, it's fine. I'm still a bit like scared to go out of the house, but.
Uh-huh. And what are you afraid of? Are you afraid of just getting sick?
Yeah. And giving it to like people I know, like my family or friends. But,
right.
Yeah.
I know. I think sometimes the news gets a little bit crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I think I had it in November last year.
Yeah.
Because I never get sick, and I was sick as a dog. But nobody even knew about it then. So,
yeah.
But I have a feeling that filmmaking will start picking up. I know I've been doing my little projects, but we've just been keeping it smaller.
Yeah.
So, and of course, you know, they'll probably quarantine everybody before the shoot. So as a actor, I don't want to call you a kid because you're really a teenager. But as a child actor, like let's say somebody's child, 8 or 9, wants to be an actor, what kind of tips would you give that person who's just wanting to start out? What would you do?
I have a few. I'd probably say to not take things too personally because there's a lot of no's when like you're auditioning, and there's like a lot of factors that go into it. It could just be like not the right look or something. There's a lot of reasons, but you just got to keep auditioning.
I think too, sometimes it doesn't even matter if you're the better actor.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just a matter about how they feel. Like, you know, even people who audition people, they have feelings, and so they might just have a kinship with somebody else. It's kind of like a big job interview. Because sometimes the best person doesn't always get the job.
Yeah, that's...
You know what I mean? And so I think you have to, you know, and I think that's a really good tip for them. I think when you're young and being an actor can be so disappointing only for the sheer fact because you think it's something that you did.
Yeah, that I remember when I was, like, first starting, I would audition for stuff, and I would not get it, and I was, like, so upset because I was just like, why didn't I get it? Was I not good enough? But then as I, like... started like acting where I realized it was just the fact that there's a lot of no's.
Well, yeah, and there's a lot of people auditioning.
Yeah,
and then like, your age group, like I feel like with your mom and I, We're actually at a different age group, and I think there's actually less competition because I think, you know, the women in our age group are like, we're not as worried about like how our hair looks, what our makeup. We just want to play the characters. We don't really care what you give us. You want to make us greasy, we don't care. But I think when you're younger, it's always like you're always competing against the next best looking person. And but I think the reality with television today, as opposed to what it was 20, 30 years ago, is that they're looking for real people anymore. They're looking for people who can actually act and can be their daughter or their son. You know, the Brad Pitts and all that, yes, they will probably rise to the top just because they're so great looking. But I think that we'll have a lot more genuine players, you know. And if you watch television at all, I think that, or any movies at all, I think if you actually start looking at the actors, start your favorite actors that keep coming back are just the regular people.
Most of my favorite shows are from like 20 to 30 years ago,
Mine
so.
too. There are some great shows, but I think it's kind of on hyper speed. Do you know what I mean? And I think too, in your generation, when we were young and we were doing things took a lot longer to get done because we didn't have the internet, people didn't have the inexpensive equipment. It was Now it's affordable to be a filmmaker, really, you know, because, you know, I think the cheapest camera was $250,000 at that time. So when you think about that kind of thing, so you are in a unique situation because you're smart and you know the industry and you've written a couple of things. So are you interested in writing and producing and directing?
Well, like, I like acting more, but I like my parents. My dad's a writer and producer, and he does cameras sometimes. And my mom is a producer, actor, and writer. So, like, when they're writing stuff, I usually just like help with, like, if I have an idea, I'll just tell them about it, and then they'll usually like write something, and then, like,
Well, I
but
also know a
yeah.
secret about you,
What?
that you helped an actress here in town do her self-tape. So you not only are you writing and helping your parents, but you're also helping other actors in your community. I think that's a big one, you know, because I think that the actors that I do know that, you know, we're all willing to help each other out. So, and I think that as a film, I think for you, I mean, this would just be a suggestion from me, is that you should probably start outlining your ideas, even if you don't write the script yourself. But I think you should start because I think you can do it,
Thank
because you do know the industry. And I think you just, and this is just old person talking young person,
you.
is that you should really learn to trust yourself in that, because I did see the little thing you and your mom did, and I thought that was great. And you're really no different than the rest of us. I mean, we're all
Thank
just
you.
playing, right? And all those producers and all these shows were just somebody had an idea. So it's all about just taking your idea and organizing it. And you kind of seem like you're a leader, a little bit.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, I think that you're kind of that person. And you're also, you just seem very trustworthy.
Oh, thank you.
And I think that people don't cast people no matter what their age unless they feel like they can trust working with them. So you have to give yourself that. So is there what are the projects that you are looking forward to doing besides Immortal War? I know you did Art of the Dead with the Mahal brothers. And how were they to work with?
It was really fun. I That set was like super fun, because I got to work with other kids. Like, I had a brother in the movie, and I got to work with two other kids like as my friends. And the whole thing, it was kind of like a fairy tale type thing. Well, my scenes at least, because like I was like in a snail shell, and I like was covered in slime, and I actually got to play with real snails.
Oh wow, that's pretty fun.
And then we were like running through this like lake thing, which was a real lake, and it was like freezing, but it was so much fun.
Yeah, you do have to go through a lot when you're an actor. Like, the conditions are not always ideal, no matter how much the filmmaker wants it to be.
No, but it's usually always fun.
Yeah, it's always fun. I think it's like, oh, I did that. It's an adventure. You know, you can map out a script. You can, but things are always changing. And I think the filmmakers that actually do the best, in my opinion, as far as independent filmmaking, are the ones that are okay with changes. Because everything changes once you get on set and you start filming. You know, I mean, I know you helped me with the animal wrangling for we did a mom squad shoot at your house. That was pretty fun. Yes, you were the animal
Tinker.
trainer. I appreciate you letting me use your dog.
Oh, you're
But
welcome.
I think that it's super important, especially for a young person, if you're interested in it. And I think even when you do rise up as an actor, a lot of actors end up being better filmmakers than they were actor. I mean, look at Opie Taylor, Ron Howard. I mean, he is a phenomenal filmmaker, and he was a child actor. You did not know that, huh?
No.
Yeah, he's like, I mean, go look in the. Your mom's gonna have to have you watch the Andy. What was it? Andy Griffith show.
Ask her what kind of shows she watches.
What kind of shows do you watch?
Like I said before, I watch like shows from like 20 to 30 years ago. Like those are my favorite shows,
These
like
are black
Full
and white.
House.
Like he was
Well,
literally like a
yeah.
4-year-old child when he's on the Andy Griffith show, and he's been a filmmaker his whole life. Like he was on set, so he was interested in like the cameras and why the and the director would spend time with him because he was a cute kid, and so he literally learned on set, and he cast his brother, who was little Ben. Do you ever see Ben? It was a show way back in the 60s. I probably was not even born yet, but it was a show about a kid and a bear. Gentle Ben was the bear's name, and it was a show, and his brother grew up as an actor, so but his brother never became a filmmaker, but his brother is in every single solitary movie that Ron Howard does.
Oh, that's
Uh-huh.
cool.
And I was just watching an Austin Power movie, and he was actually in that, his brother was in that too. So his family is So I think the filmmaking bug kind of goes with the family thing, you know? I mean, well, me and Brenna and my mom and my sister are like in the acting, and my dad did a lot of stage acting, but as far as my husband and my older two kids are really not that interested in it. But it, you know, it's nice when the family works together because they all learn a lot from each other, because just because you're younger doesn't mean that you don't have good ideas. You know,
Thank you.
don't you think?
Yeah, I think like you can come up with a good idea for
Yeah.
yeah.
So what's your aspirations for the future? Like, what is it? So if someone was to say, when I grow up, I want to be
I want to be an actor.
an actor, and do you see yourself like getting that Academy Award or an Emmy? Like, do you want to be a TV actor, a movie actor?
I think I really want to do like more TV shows, like family shows, like on like I don't know what channels, but like Life, not Lifetime, like ABC or like stuff like that. I don't know what channels there are,
Like
but
Modern Family.
yeah, like Fuller House. I love Fuller House and Full
Yeah.
House.
And then there's the CW channels when you're a teenager. Well, you are a teenager. But they usually cast kids like people are in their 30s.
Really?
Yeah. Like Riverdale and well, because they have some pretty racy scenes. So you're kind of at a kind of a odd age. Because you're not old enough to do those racy scenes, and you're also not young enough to play a little kid. You're kind of in that, it's kind of a weird, I know you're getting a lot of auditions, but I think that you're kind of in a weird thing. So I think,
That is
unless you
like.
want to do, you know, like I know another kid that we worked with, he kind of emancipated. He didn't emancipate, but there's something you can do where you can sign off, I think when you're 16, where you can be on set by yourself. They have a big thing about that, but there's a lot of ways to get around that, but I think you have to be 16. But I don't know. But so you want to be do family shows
Yeah, like that just seems fun. I've never done one before,
and
so like,
faith-based.
yeah, faith-based are really cool too. Just like,
Moral stories.
yeah, like I really like the like coming of age shows that are like showing the kids like just growing up and stuff.
Yeah, I do too. Stranger Things is,
I don't watch
you know,
Stranger Things
so I know
though.
you did a scary movie, like a horror film. So how do you feel about doing those? Do you like doing those or?
Well, like They can be fun, but, like, I'm kind of, like, going away from those right now because it's, like, I don't know. Just don't really want to do those that much anymore. Like, horrors, not really, but, like, if they're, like, action, like, thriller-type things, I'm, like, I don't know.
Do you do stunts?
It depends because I've done martial arts, like, a lot, and I've done gymnastics since I was 3, but I stopped a few years ago, but if I go back, I can still, like, do stuff, so.
So is there something in acting that you've never done on set that you would love to do in a film?
I don't know. I can't really think of anything.
Have you ever ridden a horse, you know, or you've done a Western?
No, I've never done a Western.
Would that be something you'd want to do?
I don't know.
It's funny because I'm actually writing a Western horror and I need a teenage girl. And she's the hero. Well, her and her brother are the hero, but she actually saves her brother. Oh. So it's kind of a cool little concept, but it is kind of like, if it is a horror.
Okay.
So yeah. But yeah, actually, I kind of like that idea. But so that's cool. Any projects that you're pushing for the future, or you're going to film the next Immortal Wars, right?
I'm going to be in Immortal Wars 3, which I'm super excited to go back filming. I miss everyone on set. And,
Who's your favorite person on set?
Oh, Jackie Gerhardi.
Oh, really? And why is that?
I just look up to her. She's an amazing actor. She can do so many, like, amazing, like, karate stuff. I met her when I was, like, 7. And, yeah, I've done a few things with her.
So, as far as being a woman in film, because that is what you are now, do you think there'll be a lot more opportunities for you? And there'll be a lot more women parts now that we've kind of gotten to this empowerment kind of section where, you know, most films were kind of like man-based, but it seems like, you know, Ocean's 11's now had an Ocean's 13 with all women. So do you think there's going to be a lot more parts for somebody like you?
I have no clue.
You have no clue?
No.
Well, you need to write them. Okay. Well, this has been really fun, Sheila. I love talking to you. I'm looking forward to seeing what you're going to do in the future. I'm still trying to think of something for you and Mom Squad, because I think it would be really fun to have the whole family in it, since I've already had your mom and your dad. So, I'm still writing. But it's been really interesting talking to you, and I think that you're kind of an inspiration to kids.
Thank you.
A lot of kids' parents don't support their ideas because they think that filmmaking's not a business, but I think at the end of the day, it is a business. I think as for a kid, it should be fun. But as you get older, you're actually learning a life skill.
Yeah. Well, I would, like, if you're a child actor, then just, like, have fun with it. Because if you're not having fun, then it's probably not the right thing for you to do. Because you just want to have fun with it. If you want to do it in the future, then still just, if you're not having fun, then I would have a backup plan. Because it's just, like, if you're not having fun with it, then I don't,
it's not worth it.
Yeah.
You have to have your whole heart involved in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not an easy road for anybody. Anybody who's made it I don't care who their parents are. Yeah. It's not an easy road. People who have parents that are in the industry, like really like big, they were big Hollywood stars. They get when they're kids is, oh, well, that's because you're so-and-so's daughter.
Yeah.
So they don't have it any easier. Everybody follows the same road and the same path. Well, it's been really fun talking to you.
Yeah.
And this is Real Women, Celebrating Women in Independent Film, talking with Sheila Krause.
Thanks,
Sheila.
Thank you for having me.